Let's pray. Dear Lord, I just ask that these words not be my words, that this message, it may not come from me, but it may come from you, that these may be your words spoken through me, and that each of us be able to hear what you want us to hear and understand what you want us to understand, Lord. Draw us closer to you during this time. Pray this in your name. Amen. For the last several weeks, we have been working our way through a series, Time of Your Life, and we've learned a lot about time. We've learned a lot about what the Scripture has to say about time and what God wants us to know about time. Many things that we've learned. And the first week, Patty talked about a lesson from Moses in the Psalms. And Moses said, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, because our days are numbered." Not only are our days numbered, but we have fewer and fewer days ahead of us, no matter how old we are. We've got a limited number of days. And when we're young, we tend to ask the question, what time is it? Or we tend to think it's all about us. But really the question we need to ask is, what are we doing with our time? Which often leads us to the question, what is the point? Because we all learn at some point, and maybe some of you younger folks have not gotten to that point, but you, at some point in your life, you realize you are not the point. We're not always 16. When we're 16, the world revolves around us. But when you get to be older, you realize we're not the point. What is the point? And Moses tells us. And we've been working over the last few weeks about how do we use the time that God gives us to glorify God. The second week, Patty talked about rocks. Making sure that we get the big rocks in the jar first. Or make sure we take care of the important things in our life first. Make sure we make room for those. And if we do that, then everything else will fit. Priorities determines capacity. That's a valuable concept that we learn from Scripture. And then last week, it was geared a little bit more towards the workplace and for professionals and how do we use our time. But the lesson that we learned from Moses, again, about time and his experience with Jethro, his father-in-law, who told him, instructed him, guided him on a better way to spend his time, is that we need to spend our time doing things that God has called us to do and not do those things that God has not called us to do. That's a tough concept for some of us. But God has given each and every one of us gifts, talents, abilities, and specific things that we're to use those gifts, talents, and abilities to accomplish. And that's what we need to do. And we need to not worry about all the other things that we're maybe not gifted for, maybe that we don't have responsibility for. We need to let somebody else who has those gifts do that. And when we do that, the whole kingdom is better off. The whole church is better off. Our companies are better off. Our towns are better off. And we are better off. Just wonderful concepts around time. And maybe over the last few weeks, this is the first time in your whole life you've ever really thought about time in a spiritual way. Well, we're going to continue this week talking about time. And we're going to talk about time from what Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. But before we get to the scripture for the week, there are three truths, three observations that can be made about time that I think are absolutely vital to the discussion and really are important to us if we remember them. These observations, these truths, we know that they're true. We know this instinctively, really. Every one of us knows these three things, but for some reason, we often ignore them or forget them. The first one is, there is a cumulative value in investing small amounts of time in certain activities over a long period. Kind of a tricky sentence, but it's really a kind of a simple idea. Let me read it again. There is a cumulative value in investing small amounts of time in certain activities over a long period. The obvious example is exercise. Does anybody else hate to exercise? So everyone here likes to exercise. Is that what I'm hearing? We all love to exercise. It's one of the favorite things we do, right? For my wife, that would be the case. She loves to exercise. She's an exercise physiologist type person. She loves to exercise. She loves to work out. But for most of us, we have trouble making time to exercise, don't we? But there's cumulative value in exercising a little bit here, a little bit there, over time. If we exercise half hour every day, five, 6 days a week, for weeks and weeks, for years, we know what will happen, right? We'll be healthier. Our bodies will be in better shape. There's value in cumulative value in investing small amounts of time in certain activities over a long period. Almost every area of life is like this. Your relationships with your spouse or maybe your kids or your parents. Investing small little bits of time every day over a long period of time makes all the difference in those relationships. Investing small amounts of time over a long period makes all the difference when it comes to saving for retirement. Paying attention to your budget, paying attention to your personal business. Spending small amounts of time over a long period of time makes all the difference in a lot of areas of life, whatever it might be. That's an absolute truth that we know. We know that truth, don't we? We absolutely know that that is real, that that's the way it works. But the problem is that there's no immediate value in any one installment, right? And it's not like you get up and you go to the gym, one day, you get home and you feel good about this message and you go home and you're like, okay, I'm going to spend my time with wise. I'm going to go to the gym every day, and you go Monday. And the next day you show up at work and everyone's like, oh, you look pretty good. What'd you do? It doesn't happen. One time of working out isn't going to make a difference, right? One time of reading your Bible or spending time in prayer isn't going to make you the strong Christian, faithful person that you know you want to be. Or spending one dinner with your family and your kids isn't going to make a big difference in the long run. It's a cumulative value. It's adding it up, being faithful every single day doing these things. So there's no immediate value to one installment. But there's also not an immediate consequence when we don't make that installment of time, right? We may be in great shape, we may work out, we may be faithful to our exercise regimen, but if we decide to take Wednesday off, our body's not going to fall apart. There's no immediate consequence to not doing that one installment. Because of that, we tend to trick ourselves. We tend to think, well, there's no real value in those consistent installments, those consistent investments of time at all. But we know it is. Yet we still often don't do that. That's a problem. Consistent investments of time has a cumulative value in our lives in the long run. There's another truth that we know, yet we often ignore or dismiss. Neglect is cumulative as well. Neglect is cumulative as well. If we never work out, we don't pay attention to our health, we don't make those little investments of time every day throughout our lives, at the end of our lives, we often have problems, don't we? If we don't invest in our relationships with our kids, we don't take the time to get to know them, to love them, to teach them, to invest into their lives every single day, and we don't do that, May we never do that. The one day they grow up. And we've missed that opportunity. You know, when they're 10 or 11 or 12, you know, they're okay. But when they get to be 13, 14, and we've not nurtured those relationships, neglect is cumulative. And in those areas of our lives where there is neglect, after a life of neglect or a season of neglect or a long period of neglect, we often get to the point in different areas of our life where there's no return. We can't regain what we lost in our lives. Neglect is cumulative. If we don't consistently invest, make the effort to intentionally spend the time we need, small amounts of time every day on those things that are most important to us, if we don't do that, then neglect is cumulative. It builds up. And after years and years, it doesn't get where we want it to be. We need to be intentional about that. Then the third truth or observation that we know, this one's a little bit more obscure. Maybe you haven't thought about this exactly like this, but it's absolutely truth. There is no cumulative value to the random things we opt for over the important things. There's no cumulative value to the random things we opt for over the important things. Basically, we take all those little slices of time, half hours or hours that we spent not exercising, instead doing other things, and we slept in, or we sat on the couch and watched TV, or we played video games, or whatever we did with those times. Instead of working out, instead of exercising, we add all that up together, we have nothing. It adds up to zero. If we take all the time that instead of spending time with our spouse or our kids, you know, Facebook and watching sports and all the different things that we do with our time, if we take all that up and add it together, it adds up to nothing. There's no value, there's no cumulative value to the random things we opt for instead of the important things. Now, there's a distinction. Random things versus important things. We know what the important things in our life are, don't we? We know what they are. But when we choose to spend our time, our limited, finite time on whatever else, there is no value to that. So given that, if you were God, of course you're not God, but if you were God and you loved yourself as God loves you, what would you say to yourself in light of all that? How would you advise yourself? What would you say to yourself if you were God and you could talk to yourself? Is there anything you'd say? You probably have an idea of what you'd say, right? It's probably, you have an idea of what God might say to us if he could. In fact, he did. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter 5, we're going to look at verses 15 through 17. Paul here is speaking for God, and he's speaking to us. And it's a great passage, a great verse on time. But it's really God speaking to us about time. Paul says here to the church in Ephesus, but really to us, in chapter 5, verse 15, he says, "Be very careful then how you live." In other words, be very careful how you spend your time, how you use your time, because our time is our life, really, right? Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. There's a distinction. We have a choice. We can either live our lives unwisely, spend our time unwisely, or we can spend our time wisely. We can spend our time well. It's our choice. But we should be careful. We should pay attention to that. The Greek word for that, be very careful, is pay attention, look forward, plan, be intentional about that. And then making the most of every opportunity. Making the most of every, Some of you may have a version in your Bibles that says, redeeming your time. Redeem your time. The Greek word for that term is also, was at the time, used as an accounting term or a mathematical term. Basically, what it's saying here is exchange your time, that valuable, precious commodity, exchange your time for something of equal value. Exchange your time for something, barter, trade that time that you have, that you've been given, for something of equal value. Redeem your time. That's what it's saying here. Make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Because the days are evil. There's the culture around us. The distractions, all the stuff out in the world. It's designed to distract us from what is most important. From the things that we know we need to do. From the things that make a big difference in our lives. And Paul is saying here, make the most of every opportunity. Redeem your time. Pay attention. Be intentional about how you spend your time because the days are evil. Because we live in a world of sin. Because we live in a place, in a world that is constantly pulling us away from what we know is most important. Because the days are evil. And then the last verse, 17. Therefore, do not be foolish. From scriptures, and basically what Paul's saying here is, if you waste your time, if you know you're supposed to do this, if you know you're supposed to spend your time here doing whatever it is, and you know, being with your family or studying the scripture or exercising, whatever it might be. If we know what we're to do, if we know what we're supposed to be doing, and we don't do that, we do something else, we're a fool. Therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Understand what the Lord's will is. Because one of the greatest truths of Christianity that we know as believers, and that we learn in Scripture, and that we learn in Sunday school, and that we learned when we were growing up in VBS, is that God has a will for our life. God has a purpose for our life. And we have a choice to either live into that purpose, to spend our time accomplishing, moving towards what God wants us to accomplish, or we can do something different. We can waste that time. Paul's saying, don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is, and then do that. We have only so much time. This is very, very important stuff. God wants us to use our time to glorify Him because He knows that we only have so much time. He knows the number of our days, and He knows how many days we have left. And He wants us to make the most of that time. Because, let's face it, if we spend our time trying to accomplish what we want, trying to add value to our life, really our life, like we learned week one, Moses tells us in that psalm, our lives are not worth investing our time for. Our lives, we cannot accomplish anything worthwhile or lasting with spending all of our time on us. No matter who we are or how much stuff we have or who we know, eventually every one of us will be forgotten. We're called to spend that precious, limited, finite, just a small little sliver of time that God gives us. We have the opportunity to use that time to make a difference. Each and every one of us can do that. And God is simply saying here through Paul, don't waste it. Take your time and use it well. Because we know that if we invest small little moments of time consistently into the things that are most important in our lives, it makes a huge difference in the end. It adds great value to our lives and into the lives of those around us. But it doesn't just happen. We have to be mindful. We have to be consistent. We have to be faithful to every day, using our time like God would want us to use our time. The question we have now is that really we need to ask is, where do you need to begin making time deposits? A couple of weeks ago, Patty asked, what are those rocks? What are your rocks? What are your big rocks? Which rocks need to go in the jar first? How do you need to spend your time? What areas of your life do you need to begin making consistent, regular, faithful deposits of time? Because there's something. I know there is. You're all thinking during this sermon over the last few minutes, something kept popping in your head. I need to pay attention to that area of my life. Or something kept speaking to you. It may not have been exercise, but it was something. We know what it is. God has already spoken to us. God has already made it clear what our big rocks are. God has already made it clear to us how we need to use and invest our time. But we need to be mindful of that. And then the other question is, what is your biggest obstacle? What is keeping you from doing that? What is keeping you from investing time every day into those things that are most important? Maybe you're thinking that Pastor Mike, it really just comes down to discipline. Discipline, that's a word that we use. But actually, the Bible uses a different word. The Bible speaks to this. But the Bible calls it self-control. That's a little bit more prickly of a word, isn't it? Disciplines, it's kind of politically correct. But self-control, that's really what we need, right? And self-control, it's just controlling ourselves. We need to control ourselves. We need to get ourselves up in the morning and out of bed. We need to make and sit down with our kids and play with them. We need to open up our Bible and sit down and read it and pray. We need to go to the gym. It's up to us. It's a matter of self-control. But I have good news for you. Because as a Christian, you have self-control. God promised it through the Holy Spirit. In Galatians, we read that self-control is one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It is something that God has blessed us with. A gift. Jesus and the Spirit working in us, we have self-control. But we often don't recognize that. We often don't acknowledge that. We assume. Or we give up easily. Or we get discouraged easily. I'd like to encourage you this morning. When was the last time you asked God? Another way to ask that is, what are you willing to do about it? What are you willing to do to make sure that we invest the time, that we spend those regular deposits of time into the things that are most important so that it'll make a big impact in our lives? What are you willing to do? I would suggest what you can do is simply pray. How many of us have ever prayed for self-control? How many of us have ever prayed that God would help us in these areas, in this area of our life? Have you ever prayed that God would help you get up in the morning so you can make it to the gym? But Pastor Mike, that's kind of superficial. That's not really a spiritual thing. That's not really an important thing. It's a huge thing. How you spend your time is a spiritual issue. God knows the number of your days. He knows how your days are numbered. He knows how many days you have left. He knows the value of your time. And he wants you to spend that time well. He cares. So I encourage you to pray. pray for God to help you. Pray for God to help you understand, where do you need to spend your time? Where do you need to make those investments of time? And then pray for the self-control, the discipline, the motivation, the encouragement you need to make it happen. Let's read the passage one more time. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. God wants that for each and every one of us. We just need to ask Him to help. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that you are an awesome and amazing God, that you love us so much, and that you've given us the gift of time, of our very lives, lives that we can enjoy, that we can enjoy each other, that we can enjoy all the many gifts and blessings you give us, Lord, and that we can also spend our time serving you. Lord, help us to know how to spend our time. Help us to know how to invest our time in a way that makes a difference in our lives and the lives of people around us and in your kingdom, Lord. We ask for strength and clarity and wisdom. Pray this in your name. Amen.